Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Good afternoon to my distinguished colleagues. President, I'd like to congratulate you, just like previous speakers, on your nomination. And we believe that this meeting and our following meetings are taking place with people present in the room. And I'd like to thank the outgoing president for the efforts. But despite certain points that have been raised, we have our point of view. Cuba fully shares the humanitarian concerns related to the responsible use of anti-personnel mines. Unfortunately, for reasons of national security, for Cuba, it is not possible to give up these weapons. And for that reason, it was not possible for Cuba to become party to amended Protocol 2. In the current situation, Cuba cannot give up the use of mines in order to ensure our territorial integrity. These weapons are used purely in a defensive manner to face any potential aggression against our country. Mr. President, in connection with mines, Cuba, just like other states that are parties to the original Protocol 2, and that protocol is of special relevance to our country and not for simply administrative reasons. Cuba complies fully with provisions of original Protocol 2 related to mine in order to ensure that mines, booby traps, and any other devices do not affect civilians. Minefields are marked and mines are identified, are protected, and cannot fall into anyone's hands. Even though we're not party to AP2, Cuba complies with many of its provisions. Anti-personnel and anti-vehicle mines that Cuba has comply with the requirements on detectability, and they have at least 8 grams of metal in one solid mass. And we do hope that our work will take into account the legitimate security interests of states and the necessary balance between humanitarian and security concerns. In light of the above, President, you can count on the full support of my delegation. Thank you.